Welcome to Not For Educational Purposes, a How Did We Get Here Productions production. In this podcast, we take random subjects we know nothing about and attempt to learn more about them using the internet while we careen off topic and see how far away from the original subject we can get. This podcast is so unhinged that we lost the door centuries ago. There will be nonsense, chaos, a fair bit of swearing, and occasionally some triggering topics such as sex, drugs, death, blood, and other unsavory things. So if any of those things make you squeamish, or if you're under the age of 18, please listen at your own discretion.
Hey! Hey! Welcome back to Not For Educational Purposes. I'm Nova.
I'm Kai, and I'm stretching.
Yeah. This is the podcast.
How is everybody?
Where nerd stretches. That's how I stretch. And gives therapy advice.
I do give therapy advice. You should, if you want to listen to therapy with Kai, you can go subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes, because I just spent the first 10 minutes of the episode that's on Patreon talking about, we learned where my trauma comes from. Which is great, because like my therapist is not doing that, that poor little old man.
poor old man. He's just here for shits and giggles.
Here's the thing. I want to like him so bad because he's cute. He's like the cutest little old guy. He looks like someone who jumped out of the little cottage in Snow White.
Aww.
But
he's bad at his job.
He, Lord, the poor guy can't therapize to save his life. I don't know.
Well, do we have a theme for today?
We do not, but I can probably make one if you would like.
Whatever.
All right. Well, why don't we start with something wild? Is there a patron saint of abortions?
A patron
saint? I don't even remember how I came up with that question.
I don't know if there's going to be a patron saint. There might be
the saint of abortions.
Like a god or a goddess.
No, I mean like in Catholicism. Like the saint of eating that baby out.
I don't think so. Maybe Jesus.
Let's Google. I just want to see. I want to be like, oh, yes, it is this. Or be like, no. And then we can look up a god from different other religions. Oh, no, I definitely found the theme. Okay.
God. Oh, this is just, I don't like this place.
Oh, no,
this
what is it?
This is a bad place. This is the Catholic World Report.
Oh, no, it's worse than Fox News.
Yeah. It is Fox News.
Oh, is it?
Well, some pro-choice supporters also wrongly claim Saint Antoninus of Florence as their patron saint.
Who the fuck is that?
Very anti-choice.
Oh, no. I feel like that's definitely not what you should get.
Like, very anti-choice.
Oh, no. That's not what you should get when you look up the patron saint of abortions.
Well, there's like the other one that I found was the saints related to patron against abortions. Like,
oh no.
That's, I don't think this is
no. If there isn't one, I would like to nominate Olivia Rodrigo as the patron saint of abortions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There we go. That's what I was thinking about because I was like, "Oh, didn't she have a thing?" Like I was listening to a song of hers and I was like, didn't she have a thing where she like handed out the abortion pill to people at her like concert, and then like that and condoms.
Yeah,
she was like, yeah, so the person I was with was like, yeah, they did that. And I was like, oh, and I was like, is there a patron saint? Because if so, it should be her.
Yes, I agree.
Oh no.
It's
face.
Fine. I
Yeah, I'm sorry I've subjected you to this.
That's okay. It just makes me deeply uncomfortable.
I had to write down another question, but I'll ask it later.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything.
Oh. Is there anything a patron saint of like contraception? Of like family planning?
Well, I feel like that
birth control.
Again, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
There's the, you know, Saint Antonius and Antoninus. Okay. The patron saint of pro-choice Catholics. Like, sure. Go with that guy.
Yeah. That's funny. Why is... What?
I don't know.
He's like, I'll be here for you guys to have abortion. He's the patron saint of abortion.
Yeah, so Antoninus, proclaimed by Pope Pius II as a brilliant theologian.
Mm-hmm.
Defended early abortions when necessary to save the present person's life, but not in other situations.
I mean, that's so better than what we got
necessary.
Now.
Sorry?
That's better than what we got now.
Yeah.
At least in America.
Only if it was to save the pregnant person's life. But
yeah,
we can go with whoever that dude was.
Sure.
Why not? Seems a little weird to have the patron saint of abortion be a man, but
yeah,
you know what? Whatever helps further the idea.
Again, I would like to nominate Olivia Rodrigo. I'm sure she's not Catholic or in Catholicism, but I feel like she would be okay with that.
I think so.
She's like, I'm not part of this religion, but I am a patron saint for them.
Totally.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. We should all vote on that. So is there a god of, like, abortion? Or, like, I imagine it'd just be, like, the god or goddess of, like family planning or, like, whatever. I don't know.
No, there isn't.
Oh, well, there's no god of yeeting that baby out.
There's no god of no longer being pregnant. because I feel like family planning,
mm-hmm.
most people... would
just like
I understand that, like, family planning is the plan or lack thereof of forming a family, so yeah. It's but most people, I think, when they use family planning in a religious context, it does mm-hmm. not mean the lack of planning a family. It is the planning of a family.
Maybe it's just like the god or goddess of families would be that.
Possibly.
I think maybe I'm going too niche or nuanced with it.
It's just... See, now I'm just getting everything from, like, just God. It's just God now. It's not even a God. It's just God is the God of family. It's like, oh, fuck off.
No. Isn't, like, Demeter one of the gods of family?
She...
Or she's, like, the hearth. Or is it Hera? I think it's Hera. No? I don't remember. And I would love to be able to say anything other than the Greek gods, but that is all I know.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I think Freya, too.
So Hera is the patron goddess of lawful marriage. She presides over weddings, blesses and legalizes marital unions, and protects women from harm during childbirth.
And is there a god of unlawful marriage?
Zeus.
Yeah.
So Freya is, in Norse mythology, the goddess of love, beauty, youth, and fertility.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm just thinking of fertility then and not family.
Probably. The fertility goddess in Greek, I believe, is Aphrodite? Oh, no, wait. She's not fertility.
She's beauty, isn't she?
Yeah, but I forget.
She just, like,
she's
pretty.
Also
but I feel like she's
sexual love
else.
And beauty.
Yeah.
She was known as primarily as a goddess of love and fertility, and occasionally presided over marriage.
There
but
we
also,
go.
she's the one goddess that doesn't fit into the Greek pantheon.
Why?
So she has two different stories. There are two different ways in which she arrives to the Greek pantheon, and no one can really agree which one is correct.
Well, because it happened forever ago.
Well, no, because, I mean, even at the time, I don't think they could agree. So, one of the ones is that she arrived from the sea in a clam, right?
Yeah.
People know that one. She sprouted out from a clam.
Yeah.
And the other one is that she's the daughter of, like, not Zeus's dad, but like she's related to Zeus's dad, so she's technically like Zeus's aunt or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the people who did some tracing of this, they discovered that she was brought in like later. Like the Greek pantheon got established and then she showed up later.
Someone was like, what if we add this other bitch?
Right. But we think it's because some of the people, was it the Phoenicians? There were some people who did a lot of trading in the Mediterranean Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Greece and like across the way, across the Mediterranean Sea, you've got basically Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the other god full powerhouse at the time. you've also got like, I don't remember any of the other places along the top of the African coast. But the Phoenicians were kind of in and around there and they did a lot of trading on boats and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thought was that she's actually based off of the goddess of the old goddess of war. So like Athena is the goddess of war.
Yeah.
But there's a goddess from Mesopotamia and I forget her name. Yeah. So Ishtar in Mesopotamian religion is the goddess of war and sexual love. So they think that she got brought over.
Yeah.
And turned into Aphrodite. So they scrapped the war from her and just kept her as the goddess of love.
Ah. That would make sense. Okay. I did not know that there was a whole nother set of gods. I mean, there's lots of sets of gods. Like, there's lots of religions and everybody's got their own gods. But I don't think I've heard of those gods before.
All of the gods are based off of Mesopotamian gods.
Really?
Yeah, that's where they all came from, basically.
Oh! Okay, question. Because
ancient civilizations, the first five, I believe. But Mesopotamia was the big one.
Yeah. So the Roman and Greek gods are kind of the same gods, right?
They're exactly the same, just have different names.
Why do they have different names?
Because the Romans didn't want to keep the names.
They were just like, we like these ideas, but what if we
rebrand? Like these ideas, but we don't like what you call them, so we're going to change them.
Really?
Yeah.
The Greek gods came first, right? And then the Romans?
Ancient Greece came before ancient Rome, yes.
Yeah, okay. I love that they were just like, no, let's repaint them. Yoink. Yeah, let's try again.
Well, I mean, it's possible that they didn't intentionally change the names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, for example, Greek and Italian are two very different languages.
Yeah.
And the, you know, like if someone says this is the name of something.
Yeah.
In Italian, it might be something totally different.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. It could also be linguistics.
Yeah, because it's probably a linguistics thing, and it's also probably a translation thing. Mm-hmm. So, because we are now talking about it in an English translation context.
Yeah.
As opposed to the original languages in which it was spoken. So, yeah. There's a lot of layers to go through.
That's how I feel like a lot of things get misconstrued, is because we translated them from a different language that had already translated something. It's just like...
Cough. The Bible. Cough.
Yeah.
And the Bible was written by a bunch of...
it was the first catfish.
Aggro men, anyway.
Aggro men.
Yes, it was the first catfish. It's true.
Yeah. Makes me happy to think about it that way. Well, okay. Do you want another question?
Let's go for it.
Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Can people with penises still get hard without their testicles? Like eunuchs, can they still get hard?
You like the answer is yes, but I don't remember why I think the answer is yes. I might have looked this up before, but I could be wrong.
Maybe. This sounds like a question I could have asked before. So
I don't remember how to spell eunuch.
I think it starts with an E.
It probably does.
U.
There we go.
See?
No, it's a E-U-N-U-C-H. Don't
Look,
ask.
Okay, when I was learning how to read and write and spell growing up, mm-hmm. they taught me to sound things out.
That was incorrect.
Yes. So that's how I spell things. I sound them out. And
which
also,
is the correct, truthfully, that should be the way things are spelled.
Yes. Yes, it should be, because that would make sense.
Uh-huh.
It has also led to, I think I've said this before, when I read, I don't read words how they're spelled. I read them how they look.
Right.
So, like, I had to make sure I said testicles because it also looks like tentacles. Oh. And my brain could translate that either way.
Right.
And this
See,
is
my favorite thing to do with words is to pronounce them entirely incorrectly on purpose. So like testicles could be testicles.
Testicles. There was a guy like that in one of the video games that I played. His name was Testicles.
Testicles?
Yeah, he died by getting eaten by a shark.
Nice.
Oh, man. I think he was actually a guy in a story somewhere.
Testicles?
I think so. I can't remember. And I don't know if we should look it up.
I don't think that... I don't know how to spell that differently than testicles. So I'm going to look that up.
So can people get hard without their testicles?
Yes.
They can.
But
is it
difficult.
Harder?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's funny.
Eunuchs are capable of desire, erections, orgasm, and of ejaculation, but there's nothing to ejaculate. Basically.
Yeah, it's just the like stuff without the sperm.
It's the liquid, not the.
Yeah, is it
stuff
ejaculate?
In the liquid?
Is that what it's called? I wonder. Is it just clear?
Yeah, I think so.
Gross.
Ew.
Shooting out clear fluid. That's disgusting. Why is it more difficult for them to
Because
get hard?
So the testicles, the gonads, I should
say. The gonads.
The gonads in a person are the things that I want to say produce the hormones that get you going.
Mm-hmm. They're like, ooh, nice.
So it's more difficult to feel, to get yourself going if you, don't have your bits.
So your sex drive decreases.
Your sex drive is lower. That's not mm-hmm. to say that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's just less.
Yes, as far as my understanding goes.
I feel like I remember watching a show where there was, I think it was The King's Affection. Where there was a guy
that
came,
show.
I do too. It's surprisingly queer. Where this guy ended up, like a eunuch from somewhere else came over and they're like, oh, we'll treat you with like all the finest women that we have, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he's a eunuch. Can he still get hard?
Okay. So there's an extra layer there. There's two different types of eunuchs. There are the kind that have just their gonads removed.
Yeah.
And then there are the kind that have everything removed.
They're just a Ken doll?
They're just a Ken doll.
How does it work back in the olden times? How are they chopping
off
people's dicks?
Not very well. Lots of people did not do great with that.
I feel like that's something you'd have to do, like, this sounds awful, but like at a younger age so that they would bounce back. Oh my God, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Because, well,
because so
there
much.
Were like kids who were effectively sold into the palace to become eunuchs.
Gross.
And to like be trained. I mean, the maids were the same way. They would start when they were like 8.
Yeah. But they didn't like.
But the maids were.
Pop their bits off.
Not. Yeah.
So they were like, they can control themselves. Obviously, they should not be the ones in power, but you know.
Well, I don't know if it was so much about that or if it was about you know, the maids technically belonging to the king.
So
those were all of his women. And if you, we're gonna, it's a gross time.
Gross. I hate rich people. Anyway.
Right? So it is my understanding that in most East Asian cultures, I think they got rid of everything. I think. I've looked this up, and this is coming from knowledge of, like, you know, 8 months or so, 8 months ago.
Yeah.
So.
How do they pee? Do they pee sitting down now? Is it just a hole?
Uh-huh. I think so. It's not. I didn't say it was great.
I want, like, okay, I don't want, like, a picture of someone that had it done. I want, like, a medical drawing.
A medical drawing?
I want to see how that would work from a medical standpoint. What the fuck? Why? What is the point of that? Other than, like, why?
Yeah, so in China specifically, castration included the removal of the penis as well as the testicles.
Did they do this in European countries? Or, like, where all did they do this? Because I specifically have heard of it from, like, more of the Asian, like, cultures, like, older Asian cultures.
Mm.
But I can't imagine it was exclusive to there.
It was not.
Yeah, because, like, people are fucked up all over the place.
Yeah. Okay, well, so, according to Wikipedia, I need to preface that this is according to Wikipedia. So, we have Blanket Asia.
Okay.
Which is China, Korea, and Vietnam. And then the Middle East, which is mm-hmm. the ancient Middle East, and the Arabian Peninsula. I don't know how to pronounce that. Fatimid Caliphate? Butchering that, I'm sure. The Ottoman Empire, which is like pre-Turkey.
Yeah.
Then the Indian subcontinent, so India. Mm-hmm. And then ancient Greece, Rome, and Byzantium. And then we have a whole thing on religious castration, which is...
I feel like I knew of that.
Christians.
Did monks? Yeah.
And Judaism.
Did monks do that?
Did Which they just monks?
Like Christian monks.
Oh, probably.
Did they just remove their testicles or, like, everything?
I don't know.
Man, imagine just being like, I don't know.
Oh, right. And so there were also castrato singers. So in...
What?
Yeah. So back in ye olden times...
Yeah.
Women were occasionally forbidden to sing in church. So in places where women were forbidden to sing in church, their place was taken by someone who was castrated. Because if they were castrated young enough, it would preserve the voice of a boy, which means that they could hit the high notes. However, this wasn't really that old because the Italian practice of castrating young males to maintain their soprano voices was only ended in 1878.
That is too close.
That's too recent.
For me to be comfortable. How? Okay. So it affected their... First of all, why were women not allowed to... I don't even want to ask because I probably...
Because
know the
women
answer.
Weren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah, no. They were just like, you can't sing it, but you have to mutilate another person instead. Whatever. So...
I don't know.
How did it affect... How does that affect people? Like, if you cut their testicles off that young, I can't imagine... You develop.
I can't imagine they live very long, but I don't know.
Because, like, so my gynecologist, when we talked about, like, having my inside scooped out, she was like, I won't remove your ovaries because they produce hormones that you need. Yeah. And there's evidence that shows that it will drastically shorten your lifespan. And I am not comfortable doing a procedure on you where it would be at my hands that your lifespan would be shortened. And I was like, that makes sense. So, like, and the...
I mean, you could have gone on, you could have started taking, like, estrogen.
Yeah.
Or estrogen and progesterone to, like, keep up the regulation of it.
Yeah, but that's so much more work.
So much more work.
Yeah. So, and testicles are essentially the same as, like, the ovaries.
They sure are.
On the outside.
Yep.
So, So how does that? I can imagine it would definitely shorten their lifespan by a lot.
It is the opposite.
What?
So at the time, so yeah, researchers looking at the court of the Joseon dynasty, this is in Korea, found eunuchs lived to 70 on average, which was 14 to 19 years longer than intact men at the time of a similar socioeconomic status.
Why?
That was at the time.
How? Is it because they weren't doing dangerous jobs?
Well, because they have less testosterone, right? Testosterone is the thing that makes you dumb. Not really, but it's the thing that
is testosterone the thing that's killing us?
No, it
is that why women live longer than
impulsivity.
Men? Oh,
so testosterone makes you impulsive. It also makes you more aggressive, like not like aggressive, but
aggressive.
It alters, it does. There are trans people who have taken testosterone and like gotten more aggressive. It's a thing.
I follow.
So my logically here, if you remove the thing that is making the testosterone, you're probably less impulsive and probably a little less aggro, which means that you live longer, which is also why historically women tend to live longer.
Yeah.
Because they don't have weird impulses.
Yeah, because we think with our brains.
However, that is also the reason why most men get annoyed by women when women are on their period.
Yeah, because we produce
because
more testosterone.
That's the time when we have the most testosterone, so we're also the most aggro.
Yeah.
And we don't take anybody's shit, and they don't like that.
I think just as you get older, also, you're just, like, getting sick of people's shit.
Also that.
Yeah, because I am much less likely to put up with someone's shit than I did in my early 20s.
Oh, 100%. I'm turning 29 this year. I ain't got time for any of that.
No, it's so, like, absolutely not. Like, I'm still a very patient person. I will deal with people's stuff if I'm not overstimulated. But, like, I will not put up with shit I don't agree with. That's just not. It's one reason, like, going out, and I would, again, I'd love to be a vet tech again. That was fun for me. I enjoy it. I cannot put up with any corporate bullshit. I cannot put up with people telling me to do stuff that isn't my job unless I'm being financially compensated in some way. I'm not going to put up with your shit. I'm not going to put up with thinking you can walk all over me. I'm done with that era of my life. I will stand up for myself, and I will stand up for everyone else around me. So, like, that makes it difficult to work in today's corporate America.
It does. It really does. You need to work at a vet place that's run by someone who's a Gen Z.
Yeah. Or just...
Or a millennial.
Keep doing
millennial
this.
Bosses are great.
Yeah. Or just keep doing this, because this is fun.
This is fun. We like this. This is good.
This is fun for me. Oh, okay. Other questions. Yes. I think that's all the questions I had around that.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't know. What? Okay. Can I... I feel like both of these questions are going to be very not nice. One, why are people so into tentacles?
Do you want... what answer are you looking for here?
I don't know. Oh, I've got another question around this too, but I'll ask it in a second. Like, why are... Oh, Lord, as someone who is a monster fucker, why... are people so into, like, monster shit? I feel like that's where tentacles come from, because it's just, like, I don't know. I don't know the answer I'm looking for.
Okay, so, here's a fun thing. We love Reddit. Reddit's great.
Reddit
this
is the
also,
best place
this
for
is this. On, we've been to this Reddit before. It's the No Stupid Questions Reddit. And
Reddit should sponsor us.
Right? I don't want to log in. Let me read it.
Just read
it. It's not letting me read it because it's over. I'm not. It can't prove that I'm over 18.
What?
I know.
Yes, you can.
And making me log in. I don't have an account.
No.
Anyway, from what I could read before it stopped me from reading it. First of all, there's a very famous painting.
Yeah, The Fisherman's Wife.
The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife.
Yeah.
It's 1814. It's a lady getting fucked by an octopus.
Yeah. It looks like she's getting eat out by the octopus.
She is both getting eaten out and...
Are you looking at it?
Deep-throated.
Is she deep-throating a tentacle?
It looks like it. Certainly looks like it.
Are you seeing this on Reddit?
No.
Okay.
This is the wiki.
Because I was about to be like, you know, like they make you verify to read the article, but they'll just show you the picture?
No, this is Wikipedia.
Yeah. Okay.
I think there are, in fact, two octopuses in this one. There's the one that's eating her out and the one that's...
making her deep throat a tentacle?
In what? Her mouth. Don't worry about it. So,
are one of octopus's tentacles a dick?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not using a tentacle. It's like it. So in the same way that an octopus can't really give cunnilingus, I believe they're kissing.
Oh, it's like some freaking. It's Baldur's Gate.
When yeah.
You fuck the emperor.
Yeah.
Which that. I may or may not have done a couple times.
He's awful.
I know. I hate him.
He's the worst.
I know.
Anyway, so
I also look. Okay. I also fuck Iron Bull every chance I get. So like,
okay,
you know.
But he's not a dick.
Sometimes he is, but most of the time
but
he's not.
He didn't doom everybody.
No. Okay.
Because
look,
he fucking felt like it.
I usually do that because I'm doing a bad run through. I love playing an evil guy.
He's awful. He's a terrible, terrible person. But also, I get it because I romance Solas.
Why would you do that?
For the same reason that you fuck the emperor.
No. There is a difference between that egghead motherfucker and the emperor. There is a huge difference. That guy is a stuck-up piece of shit who changed the state of reality and then whined about it.
Uh-huh.
Because he caused the world to change. He's like, oh, no, but it didn't change the way I wanted to. And now I have to play, obviously, the hero and change it all back when we're all like, fucking, this is your fucking fault in the first place. The emperor didn't turn you into, he wasn't like, here, let me put a mind flare thing in your eye. He was like, oh, well, I'm sort of stuck here. And I guess I'll protect you for funsies until you can figure out what to do with the brain. And then also, do you want to be... I might pressure you a lot to be a fucking mind flayer because it's funsies.
Yeah, but he also murdered his boyfriend.
Did he?
Uh huh.
When?
Because his boy. You not done the worm way?
The worm way? What is that?
Oh, you've missed a very large part of his story. I think.
Maybe. I'm not
spoilers.
Surprised. I'll still
spoilers
fuck
for Baldur's Gate 3. If you're playing Baldur's Gate 3, don't listen to this.
No, don't. But you still can.
So the emperor is Baldurin.
Is Baldurin
the guy who made Baldur's Gate?
Yeah, I know. I follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
His boyfriend, Ansur, the dragon.
Oh.
They were lovers.
Yeah.
And when Baldurin, bless his heart, mm-hmm. was turning into a mind flayer.
Yeah.
Ansur was going to put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do for people when they're turning into mind flayers. And Baldurin was like, huh, well, I guess you don't love me. And like killed him. To stay alive.
Was this when you go to save like Will's dad? Is that when you learn this?
No. You learn this if you go fight the dragon.
Which dragon? Where?
Ansur, the dragon.
Where do you fight him?
In the worm way.
Where is the worm way?
Underneath Worm's Rock. So you have missed a,
I need to go back and play. I stand by him over Solas because Solas didn't like make you fall in love with him and then utterly betray you. This guy just did it to some random guy I don't care about. It's like, well,
but the emperor's intention was the same, to make you fall in love with him.
Yeah, but usually I do it willingly.
Right.
Because he's a monster.
Right.
And Solas, I'm also a playing monster. A bad guy. Yes, but Solas manipulated an entire like era of people.
I need you to understand. I'm not defending the guy. Okay. I hate him with a passion. He's the worst, and I'm very excited to punch him in the face.
Yes, I hate. However, do not stand Solas.
His voice is pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I just understood a very fundamental difference between us.
I have a thing for voices, and you have a thing for monsters?
No, yes. I also love Varric. Like, of all video game characters if all video game characters that have ever existed, if any of them came to life, I would become straight so fast.
Right?
if Varric came to life.
Oh, bless.
Immediately. I'm just like, well, this is my soulmate, obviously.
Obviously.
I love that.
You know who else I'm mad about that you can't romance? Morrigan?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can.
Not as a lady.
Oh, no, you can't. Fuck. Yeah, no. That's so fucked up. Because she is very obviously a bisexual bitch.
She's not straight. You cannot convince me that she's straight.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
She is there to get pregnant, and that's the only reason.
Though I am here for that. Like, she is not going to fall in love with anybody.
No.
That's the thing. She loves her son, and that's it. And not like a weird, creepy boy mom way. She, in a protector, I grew up with a mom that abused me and abandoned me and used me, and I'm not going to let anyone do that to my son.
Yeah.
Like, I stan Morrigan.
Love Morrigan.
She's a hard-ass bitch, but... She is the true neutral character that should ever exist.
I wish you could romance her in Inquisition.
Yeah.
I want to so bad.
She's so hot. She is the MILF that, I would want to fuck.
I love her. I also want to romance Krem.
Krem. Oh, Krem. I love Krem.
I love Krem.
Ugh. He's so sweet. He's such a little sweetheart.
I love Krem so much.
Ugh.
Anyway, we got super off track. So... Okay.
Well, monsters.
We got to the dream of the fisherman's wife.
Yes.
You were asking why tentacle porn is a thing. So there's...
I asked why people liked tentacles.
Right. I'm getting there.
That's
why to first establish why tentacle porn is a thing.
Okay.
So most Japanese porn censors the genitals. So in books... If you read a manga that has been censored, it's like lightsaber or cucumber
or black bar.
But oftentimes they'll just put something else random in, they won't just use a black bar. It'll be an actual item.
Yeah.
Like a lightsaber or a cucumber or I don't know, something.
A tentacle.
So a tentacle. Exactly. So they used tentacles because tentacles weren't genitalia, quote unquote. And I guess it took off.
And then they became genitalia, and people were like, I'm into this.
Huh. I don't know why people are into tentacles. I don't know if I can know why.
Probably has to do with monster fuckery.
Probably.
Big dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Having its way with you or being gentle or whatever, whichever version of monster fuckery you lay on. Why did they start? This is the first rendition of that we know of that is tentacle porn? The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife?
I don't know if it was the first one. Yeah, I don't know if it was the first one, because it could be. It could be the first published one.
Yeah, I meant like the first that we know of, because someone probably did it before too. But
because it was published in a 3-volume book of Shunga erotica.
Back when?
1814.
Oh, that's not all that long ago.
No, it's not.
What was the first porn? Drawing. Do you know?
No, but I'm sure it was probably Greek.
Probably. Watch it be gay. The first porn was
probably
gay. Because women weren't allowed to be in anything.
It was not Greek.
Oh, was it gay?
No. I mean, it might have been.
Oh, okay. Well,
it might have been drawn by a lesbian. We don't know. So it was a 37,000-year-old cave drawing that shows our earliest ancestors had a taste for pornography. The drawings included what appear to be the images of the female vulva is illustrated by circles with small slits on one side.
So someone just drew a pussy. They were like, this is porn.
No, I think they were... I don't think they drew it as porn.
What did they draw it as?
Vandalism. You know how people draw dicks on walls?
Yeah. Wait, so the first drawing your dick on something was a vagina?
I don't know. Maybe. We have no idea.
That's canon in my head now. That's not porn then. That's just a vagina on a wall.
I know, exactly.
I want, they were using it to get their rocks off too.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
The history of erotic depictions includes paintings, sculptures, photographs, dramatic arts, music, and writings that show scene of sexual nature throughout time. Thank you. Oh, early cultures often associated the sexual act with supernatural forces, and thus their religion is intertwined with such depictions. In Asian countries such as India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Japan, and China, representations of sex and erotic art have specific spiritual meanings with native religions. The ancient Greeks and Romans produced much art and decoration of erotic nature, much of it integrated with their religious beliefs and cultural practices. When did sex leave religion?
I'm confused. When did weed and sex leave religion? When did drugs and sex leave religion? Bring them back. That would solve so many problems. If everyone just had a little bit of weed, got their rocks off, I feel like the world would be a nicer place.
But we need to also implement birth control.
Yes.
If we want that to happen. That's the kicker. That's why they removed sex, is because they had to remove birth control.
Gay sex.
Perfect.
I mean, yes. Problem solved. Add the birth control back. But if we have to do one before the other, then gay sex.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Absolutely.
I've seen a thing where someone is going to be so mad at me when I say this. That men are... most straight men are heterosexual but homo romantic.
100%.
That would make sense.
Uh huh.
Make a lot of sense.
They really love men.
Yeah, men love men.
Men love men.
I have not seen many men that love women, unless they're gay. I've seen many gay men that love women.
Lots of gay men love women.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But I would argue that even straight men don't really like women.
No, they don't.
They expect women.
Yeah. They expect women. Oh, no. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No. Yeah. Because why are you trying to get away from them? You want to get your rocks off and then run away?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why don't you want to hang out with your lady? I have seen some very green flag dudes that are like, I like to hang out with my lady all the time.
And
we're
those
best
are the people
friends.
Those are the men who like women.
Yeah. As someone who is married to a woman, I cannot think of someone I would rather hang out with.
Right?
More than my wife.
Yeah.
She is the most fun to be around, even just if we are silent and just doing nothing.
Uh-huh. Because my ex-boyfriend, who I love, this is the one that I like, not the one that I don't like.
Yeah.
He was great. We're still best friends.
Yeah.
We were best friends when we were dating, which is how you're supposed to do things, by the way.
So when you're in a relationship and when you're married, it's not just love that you're fostering. It's friendship.
Yeah.
Like, that should be your best friend. Like, not your only best friend, but, like, your best friend forever.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Every relationship, no matter what, should start with friendship.
I agree.
Or at least have some aspect of friendship in it. Are we still on tentacle porn?
Oh, we're on earliest conditions of porn now. Just regular porn.
Yeah, like I wanna know when was the first rendition of porn?
That was the Stone Age petroglyph of a vulva, which I'm still convinced is just ye olden times dick drawing.
Yeah, but you can't say that some creature with a dick didn't walk by and go get his rocks off. It's like
get his rocks off to the rock.
Yeah,
because it was a rock.
Or a lady could have looked at that vulva and went, that's a nice vulva, and gotten off.
That's a nice vulva. True.
Yeah. I guess they could get off to anything, really.
Yes. I mean, you can probably quite literally get off to literally anything.
I guess we don't kink shame here.
We don't kink shame. Especially, unless it's pedophilia.
Oh, yes, definitely. But especially after someone who was just like, yeah, I fucked a bit, like, in video games, I regularly fuck this big giant tentacle monster. I can't kink shame. I cannot.
No. If it's a healthy kink.
Yeah.
And people are being safe, sane, and consensual.
Yes. Do your thing.
Fine by me.
Do your thing, friend. Have a good time.
Yep. There's lots of stuff in Greece, as I thought.
That makes
Ancient
sense.
Greece. Mesopotamia, for sure. They liked the missionary position, apparently.
I feel like most places do. I can't tell if that's because it's the most, like, either common or, like, comfortable position to do stuff in.
I mean, maybe.
I'm going to be honest. I have not had enough heterosexual sex to understand positions and what is the best one and why the other ones work. So I'm just like, I guess this is just the most natural one. And so people are like,
I feel like
yeah.
I can answer that, but I don't think I want to.
I'm going to ask you to answer it, but also you don't have to. And please don't feel pressured to.
Well, here's the thing. I've had the most people that I have had sex with have been men.
Yeah.
I have also had sex with exactly one femme non-binary person.
Okay.
So my knowledge of the femme body is not as grand unless it's like, you know, myself. But
yeah.
I don't really feel that stuff. It's
as an ace person, I understand. Yeah.
Right? Like it's I don't know.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking about the good sex that I've had, which was my ex that I like. Because I also liked him. And I feel like that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. A little bit on that.
The other two.
That demi scale a little bit.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a long time. Let me think about this.
Which is not a bad thing.
No, I don't care. It doesn't affect my life at all.
Yeah. I just want other people who are listening not to go, aw. Be like, no.
I was like, no, this is fine. Yeah. I'm fine with this. This is...
Yeah. Sex is not a necessity.
No, especially like, not for me.
Well. Yeah.
It's like for some people it is. For some people you need that connection and that level of intimacy and the if you have a high sex drive then particularly you're like
yeah,
right? I do not. My sex drive is like 0.2 above 0.
Yes. I understand.
It's so low.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Just like, what?
I'm fine with that. In terms of feeling the nicest on my end, sitting on top was nicest.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, that makes sense, I think.
Yeah.
Just position like, wise.
Yeah. But they're all fine. Like, I didn't dislike any of them.
How
but
many
we also
are
weren't
there?
That experimental.
Okay.
So...
I listened to another podcast where both of the hosts are gay men and the wild shit they talk about. Just like, I didn't know you could do that. I have learned about anal lube that makes things numb. like, there's like places that they go to like cruise, I guess, and like I've heard about people in slings and like sneaking through back doors. Apparently there's a lot of quote unquote straight married men that like to have gay sex.
Yep.
And I'm like,
men love men.
The fuck do you mean? It's wild. It's a wild. Uh-huh. I've learned too much. Too many things. Is there theater porn?
Is there theater porn?
Yeah. Like how there's,
I imagine there would be, yes.
Pornos, but also there's theater where people have sex and it's porn.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine that's more of a kink space thing. I don't think that's something that would get like crazy advertised.
Yeah,
but
no.
Yeah, I would imagine that in, at least in places where sex work is legal.
Yeah.
I would assume that that is a thing that happens, yes.
Yeah. I feel like...
So, like, probably the Netherlands, maybe Japan.
Japan? Is Japan...
Yeah, sex work is legal in Japan.
How many places is sex work legal? Also, I feel like, that could be an interesting art form. Like, not even from a sexual standpoint, just, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree. Just because I find bodies interesting... This is a wild episode. I'm sorry, guys. We're just like, let's just talk about porn again. I don't know why we end up here so often.
Why not?
Because it's fun.
It's fun.
It didn't start with testicles, but I definitely feel like that helped.
Okay, so there are several places.
Okay.
So there's two different types of quote unquote legal.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like decriminalized and then there's legalized. So there's places where sex work is not a criminal act.
Yeah.
And then there are places where sex work is actually organized and regulated as a job.
Okay.
So in Indonesia, it is legal. It is decriminalized. It is frowned upon, but widely tolerated. Bangladesh, it is legal. So, but solicitation is illegal. So I don't think you can stand on the corner of a street and attempt to grab somebody that way.
You
I think it has
like
to be like
a brothel
like,
or online.
Yeah, like it has to be an established thing, I believe. Turkey, it is organized and regulated. It is legal. Germany, it is organized and regulated. When was this updated? It's 2024. So this is right now.
Very recent, yeah. Right now. Not recent, now.
So, Colombia is organized and regulated, but it has inconsistent enforcement.
Oh. Ew.
So, Mozambique is legal, but there's no notes on it. Peru, it is legal, organized and regulated. Venezuela, it is legal, organized and regulated. Australia is legal, but it varies by state/territory as to what kind of legality it is.
Yeah.
Ecuador is organized and regulated, but inconsistent enforcement. Netherlands is organized and regulated because, of course, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They seem to be pretty chill with everything.
They're pretty chill with pretty much everything.
Yeah. I'd love Bolivia, for the rest of the world to be like that.
I love the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I love it there. Bolivia is organized and regulated. Greece is organized and regulated. But illegal prostitution is still common. So there are.
So if it's not also regulated, like if you're not doing it legally, like through a thing, then it's still illegal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Hungary, it is organized and regulated. I mean, Sierra Leone, it is legal. Switzerland, it is legal. Organized and regulated pimping and forced prostitution is still illegal. Thank God.
Yes. That.
That's
New Zealand, not sex work.
Yeah, that's
forcing
not, that's
is
not
sex work. That's not a job. That's just big R word.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Why would that even be like, oh, pimping and forced sex work is illegal? Well, yeah, because that's not sex. Oh, my gosh. I hate that has to be a distinction.
Right? So it's New Zealand is legal. Lebanon is legal. It is lightly regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Panama is legal. It's organized and regulated. Eritrea, legal. Uruguay is legal. And, I say Cape Verde? it is decriminalized.
Okay.
And the note is sex trafficking and child prostitution is still illegal. Thank you for that.
Yes. As great. It should be.
As it should be.
Don't touch kids. Leave them alone. Let them be traumatized as adults as they should be.
Yeah. Like, not as
protect
kids.
Protect kids at all costs. Anyway, that's cool. A lot more places are open to that than I thought. At least open to, at least decriminalize sex work.
So in a lot of places, it's actually the opposite. In the sense that prostitution is legal, but brothels and solicitation is not.
Why?
So, like, you can sell yourself.
Yeah.
But you can't have, you can't be part of an organization that sells you, basically.
Is it to keep from pimping being a problem? Or
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a forced situation. Instead, you're just doing it yourself.
Yeah.
I can see that, I guess.
Yeah, there are lots of places where that's a thing, like the UK, India.
Oh, wow.
So in places, so it's limited legality is India, Nigeria, Brazil, Ethiopia, Mexico, Japan. I thought Japan would be on the other one, but I guess not. There are loopholes that exist. So that must have changed because it used to be, prostitution used to be legal there. Congo, Thailand, UK, Italy, Kenya, Spain, Algeria, Argentina, Poland, Madagascar, Ivory Coast, Mali, Burkina Faso, Malawi, Zambia, Kazakhstan, Chile, Romania, Guatemala, Senegal, Benin, Belgium, Dominican Republic, South Sudan, Cuba. I feel like I'm the United States, Canada, Panama.
Yeah, kind of. Just naming all these places.
That's a lot of people where it's limited legality.
Yeah.
It is super illegal in Canada.
It is also super illegal in America, but I feel like
incorrect.
Is it?
It is illegal in 49.5 out of 50 states.
Oh yeah, isn't freaking, what is it, what am I thinking of?
I like that. We're, it's 49.5.
What? Well, because it's only like one city. What is it? I know it starts with a V. We are going there, hopefully, for, well, Sabrina wants to go for New Year's. It's fucking, what is it? What is the name? It's a very well-known place, but all I can think of is Vancouver, and that's not even, that's Canada.
That's not even anywhere close.
No. It's in the desert. It's where, like, the...
Las Vegas?
Yes, Las Vegas. That's what I'm thinking of. That's where it's legal, I think, or, like, in an area.
So, it, yeah, it's in the state of Nevada. So, prostitution, and again, this is the opposite again. So prostitution outside the licensed brothels is illegal, but if you're in a brothel in Nevada, it's legal. It's legal.
That's wild. Why there specifically?
Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I don't know.
No, I'm gonna write down, because we are way past time even with that extra 10 minutes on the beginning, so I'm gonna write down why is Vegas the way it is. How do you spell Vegas? Las?
L-A-S V-E-G-A-S.
Vegas. Okay, thank you. Okay, I have written it down.
Egg salad.
Patreon shout out time.
Yay!
Do a shout out.
I don't think we've shout out Aylwin yet, so we're gonna shout out Aylwin.
Thank you, Aylwin. What are you?
They're a tantalizing tater.
A tantalizing tater. Thank you for being a tantalizing tater, Aylwin. I hope that we, you are enjoying, you, our... Yeah, thank you for supporting us and being a Patreon and all that sort of stuff. I hope you enjoy this podcast that is dedicated to you. I hope you enjoy the porn podcast that was dedicated specifically for you.
You're welcome!
Yay! We do not make promises before this.
No, we don't. Oh, what are we going to name this one? Listen, every time I look at the title for the one that came out this week, which is the No Prep, No Lube one, I crack up. Every time I look at it, I just go...
It's so... I love that one. That one is hilarious. It'll probably have something to do with monster fuckery. We'll be honest. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Just call it Monster Fuckers.
Monster Fuckers the podcast. Nice. Or that fucking egghead.
Ugh. I hate him.
I also
love hating him.
Like, he's fun to hate.
He's the worst.
Because
I love him,
pompous.
But he's the worst.
He's so pompous and full of himself. So it helps to be like, you're the worst. You suck.
The worst.
Yeah. I hate Solas. Anyway, thank you for listening to today's episode of Not For Educational Purposes. I hope you enjoyed. Not all of our episodes are this raunchy, but many of them are.
Oh, is this the other After Dark episode?
All of them. Because
we
are
did
after
an
dark.
After Dark episode before.
I feel like No Prep, No Lube was also After Dark. Maybe this will be. It'll be
yeah.
After Dark Part 2.
After Dark Part 2.
Oh, no. Anyway, you could follow us on socials, on like Instagram and stuff.
Yes,
do that.
HDWGH Productions on Instagram. And we do have a Patreon as well.
It's linked in the bio. Yeah.
It is. And we have a merch store, which is also linked in our Instagram bio. You can buy some merch, like some little mushroom stickers. Or like a top tier ho shirt, which I'm very proud of.
It's very cute. On our Patreon, you also get like early, not future episodes, but early episodes of this podcast and the other podcasts that we do. And then also you get extended versions of this podcast where we read tarot cards. And sometimes I complain about my problems.
Yep. Sometimes we have therapy and that's fine.
We do. Nerd continually is the therapist. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This has been Not For Educational Purposes with Kai and Nova, directed and produced by the How Did We Get Here Productions team. Our music is Elevator Music by Les FM. And thank you all for sticking around and not learning stuff with us.